Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Osborne, your host of the Market Functional Medicine podcast. And today I've got an awesome guest speaker. He is a celebrity. He's the owner of Celebrity Launchpad. His name is Clint Arthur, and he's a graduate of the Wharton School of Business. He's the GKIC Info Marketer of the Year and a successful entrepreneur with over a decade of experience running his own gourmet food company. Clint is the author of Breakthrough Your Upper Limits on TV, 21 Performance Secrets of Donald Trump, and What They Teach You at the Wharton Business School. His famous personal transformation experiences, thought leader conferences, keynote speeches, and frequent appearances on network TV and syndicated radio shows inspire millions of people to live larger, more intensely, and with more impact on the world. Clint, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Ricardo Montalban, if he were able to come back from the dead, could not be more excited to be here with you today than I am. All the way from Acapulco, Mexico, I'm so excited to be with you. Thanks for having me on this exciting podcast, an important podcast, as it impacts not just the health and wealth of the listeners, but all the people who the listeners take care of. So it's really a meta podcast that you host here, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm glad you mentioned that. I mean, we doctors who can get this message of how to grow their practice, you know, they have the burden of helping people, and if their offices can't stay open and they fail or their doors have to close, then, you know, how many thousands of patients won't receive their help if they can't get the marketing strategies dialed in?
100% right. It really makes a big difference. It's life or death, literally, that they understand the stuff that we're going to talk about today on this podcast. Maybe life or death of them, of their business, their practice. It could be life or death of their family's livelihood, and it will definitely be life or death for their patients. So very worthy cause. I'm excited. I'm excited about what we're going to talk about here today.
Well, let's dive right into it, Clint. I mean, you have helped a lot of people develop a celebrity status, develop a media presence that basically boosts them up in their own marketing, boost their businesses, boost their results. Can you talk a little bit about your background and what you do for our listeners?
Okay. Tom Cruise, Donald Trump, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Mark Spitz, Kim Kardashian. These are all celebrity names that everyone recognizes. And that's one end of the spectrum. On the other end of the spectrum are all the nobodies, the lookalike practices, the people who, when you say, what do you do? And they say, I'm a dentist. Or you say, what do? I'm a chiropractor. That's the other side of the scale, where you're just a generic provider of a service. And what I do for my clients is I help them get out of the crowd of generic service providers and stand somewhere in the big space in between where the whole crowd is and where Dr. Oz is on the other end of the spectrum, or Dr. Phil, the most famous one in the category. And what I say is, if you can get out of the crowd and get closer on the spectrum towards Dr. Oz than the rest of your competition, then you're going to get a much, much bigger part of the pie instead of fighting over the crumbs with everybody else. And that's exactly what I helped them to do using two main methodologies. The first is local TV news and talk show interviews on ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. And the other methodology that we use is thought leader speaker positioning. We have a thought leader conference at Harvard that we do every year. It's called Business Expert Forum at Harvard Faculty Club. And our clients come and speak at the conference, and we create videos for them of their speeches. And that distinction of being able to say, yeah, you know, I believe very passionately in this topic. In fact, I spoke about it recently at Harvard. Have you seen the video? That creates an opportunity that everyone else's competition doesn't have. And really, you know, Dan Kennedy, he's my mentor. He's the K in GKIC.
I love Dan Kennedy. Yeah, he's one of my mentors, too.
Yeah, Yeah, and he's the one. I was at Super Conference in March of 2014 when I wrote this down. I won Info Marketer of the Year award in November of 2013. And then just a few months later, I was taking notes, very, very good student that I am, and I wrote down, entrepreneur's top job is to raise your status and power in the eyes of customers and prospects. And that's really the whole key of this all. You don't have to have the huge adoring fans of the superstars. You don't have to be Lady Gaga. You don't have to be Tom Cruise. You don't have to be Joe Theismann. You don't have to be a mega star. You just have to be more of a star than your competition. You have to be higher status than your customers and prospects, and you have to make sure that you put your marketing assets, your celebritizing marketing assets, be they TV news or talk show interviews or your video at Harvard or your photos with celebrities, which is another favorite methodology of mine. It's called celebrity attachment photographs. You have to put all of those assets in front of your target market and make sure that they see them. And that starts the whole process underway where they begin to see you differently. And the more you can make them feel and believe that you are somebody, quote unquote, special, higher status than everybody else and than them, then the more money you can charge and the more likely they are to be excited to do business with you. That's really what it comes down to. You know, selling is a transference of emotion and confidence. And if you need to get people excited to want to give you money, because that's when, you know, that's what happens in an auction. People get excited about the idea of the purchase and they spend more than they possibly should.
Yeah, I love what you said, and that selling is an emotional component, and you know, it's been my experience that the more people put you in a celebrity status standpoint in their own eyes, the easier it is to make that sell, and the more successful you can be. And obviously, that's what our doctors are looking for. They're looking for how can they bring functional medicine, which is a costly endeavor. You know, an average functional medicine patient might spend anywhere from $3,000 to $7,000 or $8,000 on the first day of the visit. So, you know, a lot of doctors look at that as a really, really tough, really challenging sell. But what I hear you saying is that if we can create a celebrity status and create a profile around that doctor that elevates them, then that sell becomes so much easier to accomplish.
One of our clients is named Dr. Corinne Weaver. She's a functional medicine doctor in North Carolina. And recently, she was on her media tour. After attending Celebrity Launchpad, she went on her media tour. And there was some snow. Like last month, there was snow in North Carolina. And she called me up on Skype for a coaching session in between planes where she was transferring, where she was changing planes, or maybe she was getting on the plane in North Carolina. And she goes, you know, we had a dinner talk the other night, and we were going to cancel it because usually I only get 4 or 5 people at a dinner talk. And since it was snowing, I thought nobody would show up. But because I've been sending out my videos of my appearances on TV, I had 20 people show up at my dinner talk in the snow in North Carolina, and all 20 of them enrolled in my package. So that's what's possible when people start to get excited about the idea that they're working with a doctor who is somebody special, somebody who is famous, or at least somebody different, somebody better than the average doctor, somebody that they can be excited to tell their friends, oh, my doctor is on TV. I saw my doctor talking about this on TV, and when they were on Fox News, they said this or that or the other thing. And the beauty of it all is really that a lot of people don't know the difference between Fox News in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Fox News channel on cable TV. And, you know, you and I may know that there's a difference, and maybe the educated media person knows there's a difference, but the average American really doesn't know the difference between one fox and another fox. They all look like foxes. You know, if it walks like a duck, and squawks like a duck, then it's a duck, right?
That's so true. Yeah.
So
well,
it,
I mean,
if it says Fox, then it's Fox.
And you know what? You know what's funny about that is that there are so many opportunities, and I've seen this be the case. There's so many opportunities where news anchors, you know, are looking for stories. They're looking for health stories, and they're like, they can't find them. There's not enough stories for them to go find. And one of the things that really helped me was I actually had a reporter come to our office, and originally she'd been referred over by somebody, but I just gave her 10 story ideas. Like, that's all I did. I just said, look, here's 10 really great story ideas for you. And since I've done that, and we've had a relationship now for the past 10 years or so, she features me on the news at least 4 or 5 times a year. So, I mean, just by reaching out and offering help, you know, I was able to get that type of, in my own hometown, to get that type of notoriety and get that type of relationship built. How do you help doctors? Tell me a little bit about how you help, you know, how do you help people, you know, find those connections and start building that celebrity status?
Okay. So we'll definitely go into that. But before we go into that, I want to do a little mini consult for you. And I think this will be instructive for other people too. I want to talk about, okay, so you're on her news 4 or 5 times a year, right?
That's right.
Okay, so what are you doing with those clips? Do you have them on your media page of your website?
Oh, absolutely. I've got them front and center. I've got a media kit where I have all my media appearances, and it's a big place that's very easy to find on my website.
Sure. I believe that the media kit, or the page that says, you know, there's all different pages. There's the home page, there's about Dr. Peter, there's going to be contact information page, there should be a page for, you know, your blog perhaps. But I think that the most important page of any professional expert's website is their media page, because that's basically third-party endorsements from major news organizations. And more important than that, those are the best quality videos that you probably have on your website. Unless you come to my Harvard event, which I know you haven't, because I know every single person who comes through. Unless you come to our Harvard event, the best videos you're going to have are the ones that are going to be produced by ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and CW News and talk shows, because those are professional producers, and they do it in studios where it's all set up, and they do it every single day, and they get paid money to produce those videos. So that's a super powerful page. What about, do you use the videos in your email marketing? Do you put pictures of them and then link the pictures to the YouTube videos? Are you doing that?
Absolutely. So anytime we get a new presence, we first will mail that out to our existing database of patients, mm-hmm. and prospect patients.
Levitizing Dr. Peter. Yep.
That's exactly right. So we'll send that out. We also will at the bottom of our newsletter, we have, at any given time, we have one of those types of videos or one of those types of professional appearances always highlighted. So they're always seeing me somewhere, no matter what's going on within my practice life or within my life. When they get my newsletters, and we send those out about 3 times a week, there's always some celebrity connection within my newsletters.
Fantastic. Now, when you go on these appearances, have you ever met any real, quote-unquote, real celebrities? Like, the first time I met a celebrity, it was my second television appearance, and I was in Sacramento, California, and I met the guy who played Jay Peterman from Seinfeld. His name is John O'Hurley, right?
Uh-huh.
And he was on the same show as me. He was promoting his show that was touring around called, I think it was called Spamalot. I think he was in that show. And he was, you know, promoting the show on the same TV show as me, and I got a photo with him. Has that ever happened for you?
No. You know what? I've never been fortunate enough to run into any kind of celebrities, major or minor, when I've been around. And we just finished up a PBS shoot where I was going to different cities, but never gotten to meet a celebrity.
Keep your eyes out, and I say that when you're in the green room or on the same show as a celebrity, a quote unquote real celebrity, you're just as much of a celebrity as them. You're on the same show, and if you ask them for the selfie, you say, hey, can I just get a quick selfie with you? They're never going to say no, because you're as much of a celebrity as them. And in this manner, I've gotten photos with Jane Lynch, who is from the TV show Glee, and she also hosts that Hollywood Name Games game show. I got a photo with Brooke Shields. I was on a show with Brooke Shields. My students have gotten photos with the Reverend Jesse Jackson, and one of my good friends, who's one of my earliest students, when he did his first TV appearance in Palm Springs, he got a photo with Steve-O from Jackass movies. So I'm telling you, these photo opportunities are out there, and this is the secret sauce of celebrity marketing, is celebrity attachment videos, because as James Malinchak says, all celebrities hang out with other celebrities, and everybody knows that celebrities hang out with other celebrities. This is an age-old marketing technique that every Hollywood celebrity uses today. They've been using it for decades, and they've been using it since before Hollywood even happened. Celebrities always hang out with other celebrities, and you need those photos. I currently have photos on my website. If you go to clintdarker.tv, you can see I've got pictures of me with Anderson Cooper, with who's the woman I have? Oh, I have Suzanne Somers and Donald Trump on the front page of my website in photos with me. And these photos position me as somebody very different than the average person or the average entrepreneur. And it makes the person who's looking at them think, wow, how does he know that person? Is he friends with that person? Makes you think about the person differently. All right, let's continue with your little consult. Here's another way you can use your celebrity stuff. Do you ever send a postcard out with a picture of you on the news and ask people to go watch it?
I don't. No, I've never used any kind of mailers like that.
Well, the beauty of the postcard is that you can upload a JPEG image and have the postcard automatically mailed out for you. It's very low cost. You can get them for under $1 a piece, and you just upload your CSV list, and boom, 5,000 postcards can go out. And it's a different way. You know, people aren't using the postcard that often these days, and this is a great way to send it out. Another way to do it is, you know, when my wife and I go on vacation, we're going to be spending 50 nights in Honolulu at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel this summer. And we always print up like 250 or 500 postcards and bring them with us. And we do a few postcards every day and just handwrite a note to our favorite clients. Wish you were here. Love, Clinton Alley, and boom, send those out. And a great way, like I've got a lot of media opportunities coming up this year, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to feature one of them on a postcard that I'm going to be sending out this summer. Another different way to show up. You want to show up different from everybody else. You want to, and ideally, you want to show up better. Now, I've had the great privilege of speaking about this exact topic, how to show up differently and better, at Harvard, at West Point Military Academy, and at USC. My daughter is a graduating senior at USC Film School. And, you know, luckily, she agreed to come with me when I spoke at USC's entrepreneurship department a couple of years ago. And they didn't pay me, but they gave me a hat. Now, Harvard and West Point never gave me hats, but I made a lot of money when I spoke at those places. But the USC hat is really interesting. It had the logo of the USC Entrepreneurial Department. It's called the Gleef Center for Entrepreneurial Studies. And the logo is genius. It's a circle made up of red dots, and one of the dots is outside the circle. And what that is saying, it's really explaining the entire puzzle of entrepreneurship in a simple logo. It's basically saying, hey, if you could just be perceived to be different than everybody else that you're competing with, then you're going to succeed as an entrepreneur. And I really believe that's true. And it's shockingly true how just being different can make you more successful. And a great example of that, I wish I had a medical example of it. Let's look at Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Daniel Amen, whether you like what he does or not, he's the brain scan guy. I would imagine your listeners would be familiar with him, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So what did you do differently? I mean, he just really focused on this whole issue of the scan. You have to get your brain scanned, and you can affect your brain using certain supplements, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know any other people who have really gotten famous about doing brain scans for the general public. Do you?
No. I mean, he's it. He's the guy. That's who you think of. Yeah, for sure. He runs in our circle, and he's a in the functional medicine world, he's definitely got a celebrity status along that realm.
And I've heard a lot of people who say what Dr. Daniel Amen does is not the most credible or up-and-up type of science. It's like almost pseudoscience. And be that as it may, I'm not judging it because I don't know, but I've definitely heard medical people who say that he's not, you know, the best, but, hey, he's the most famous, and the guy makes a lot of money and has a huge impact on his world. Whether you like it or not, whether you think he's right or wrong, I believe that it's all about making a difference and a fortune, sharing your message. If you can share the message, you can make more of a difference and more of a fortune the way Daniel Amen is. And the other one is Dr. Phil, you know, not even a doctor anymore, doesn't practice, but he's Dr. Phil. And, you know, you think about Dr. Phil and all the money that he makes and the impact that he makes, and it's all because of his positioning of being the star of that show. And I bet you if they didn't pay him a lot of money, I bet he would still do that show just for the advertising value that it does for his personal brand. I was going to hire Dr. Phil to be a speaker at Harvard last year. And his quote, man, it's a six-figure quote to get Dr. Phil to show up and speak for an hour. So how many of your listeners have a six-figure quote? And I was going to pay it. I actually made an offer. I made an offer to the agent, and the agent said, you know, we're okay with that, but we want 10% more. I don't remember how he phrased it exactly, but the bottom line was they wanted my six figures plus 10%. And if I had agreed to give the 10% more, then I would have had Dr. Phil. And, you know, here I am, a real entrepreneur. I was going to pay real six figures of money to have him come. And my question for your listening audience is, do you get paid six figures to show up? And if you don't, it's because you're not Dr. Phil, and you won't be. You won't be getting that six figures until you're Dr. Phil. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I based on what you just said, you know, and I've been around a lot of different functional medicine doctors, and in our circle, you probably have heard of Mark Hyman, Dr. Mark Hyman. You've probably heard of maybe David Perlmutter and William Davis. You know, Wheat Belly, Grain Brain. Mark Hyman has 9 New York Times best-selling books. I mean, these guys in our realm, these guys are the big celebrities. So, like, when there's an opportunity to meet with them or hang out with them, you know, that what I hear you saying is start somewhere. Start by, you know, by attaching yourself to the people who are already considered to be the shining stars and elevate your credibility, elevate your credibility and your position so that the people who already know those guys associate you with them, and that again, that just puts you at a greater state in those potential patients' minds.
That's exactly right, and that's exactly why we hired Suzanne Summers to be our celebrity at Harvard this summer. We're going to have our thought leader conference, and Suzanne's going to come in, and she is going to be photographed with each attendee alone on the main stage. And I don't even think the people listening really understand what I'm talking about. But I know that you as a promoter understand what I've just said and how special that is. I put my attendees alone on the stage in front of the whole audience with Suzanne Summers, and I make them pose as if they're asking for a question from the audience for Suzanne. You realize the power of that positioning, and I don't know any other promoter that would do that. And, you know, that's exactly right. That celebrity attachment rubbed off on the person. When your patient comes in, your patient in your functional medicine practice, they probably read one of Suzanne's books on hormones, or perhaps her book on fighting cancer, or perhaps her book on staying sexy over 40. They love Suzanne Summers, and when they see you with her, some of her luster and credibility, and it's funny how she has credibility in the medical world, even though she's really just a comedian. She's a comedic actress. She's a Thymaster infomercial pitch person, and yet she has developed credibility in the medical world because of her ability to go on TV, deliver great segments. That's the main thing, to be entertaining on TV and to deliver celebrity value. And that's why I hired her to come and be my celebrity special guest. But, you know, I have a good example of somebody who your listeners might know of. Who recently was on Good Morning America. Her name is Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci.
She's a friend of mine,
Kelly,
yeah.
And Dr. Kellyanne's Bone Broth Cookbook and Dr. Kellyanne's Bone Broth Diet. And Dr. Kellyanne came to Celebrity Launchpad number one. And here's the beauty of it all. Celebrity Launchpad number one was April 2013, and Dr. Kellyanne had done zero TV appearances. And I know all of you listening are thinking, well, of course Kellyanne could be on Good Morning America. She's Kellyanne. But you know what? When she started out with me in 2013, she was just like you, listener. She was nobody who had never been on TV. And she came and she booked herself on 10 appearances. But the difference between Dr. Kellyanne and everybody else is that Kellyanne wants it more than anybody else. Kellyanne came back to Celebrity Launchpad a year later, and she booked herself on the key TV show that she didn't get the first time, which was Fox Los Angeles. She went on Fox LA. Less than a week after attending Celebrity Launchpad, she was on Fox LA. She met Sugar Ray Leonard there. He became a client of hers. And then from that momentum of being on Fox LA, she got on Dr. Oz. And then with Dr. Oz under her belt and on her media page, she got on Good Morning America in January of 2016, I think, and became a New York Times bestselling author. And then here she was again, January 2017, and she's got her second New York Times bestselling book. And I'm telling you, the only difference between her and everybody else is that she wants it more. She wants it enough that she came to Celebrity Launchpad twice. And that's a big element of it, this issue of desire. Do you find desire to be a key element of marketing amongst your clients, Peter?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. How much you want to help people? How committed are you to helping your patients? How committed are you to getting the message into the ears and into the minds and into the hearts of the people who you really want to help? It's that level of commitment and desire that will allow you to make the sacrifices, be they monetary, time, or time away from your family, or just getting up early in the morning to go to these appearances, or getting on a plane and going to Tucson, Arizona to do your first appearance. It's the desire to make an impact, to make a difference, that really separates the people who succeed on the highest levels and those who just do a little bit and, you know, go on and lead a happy life.
Well, I would even say this to what you just said, and that's, you know, a lot of people don't realize or don't think about it, but the more celebrity status you build, the easier it is to sell, the more successful you become, the less you have to work at being successful. It's a snowball effect, and at least it has very much been in my experience and the clients that I work with and their experiences is once they put in a little bit of work in the front end so that they don't have to scramble their entire lives struggling just to keep their doors open.
You're 100% right. I say the more TV you do, the more TV you get to do, and the more TV you can do. And it's a very virtuous circle because what it all comes down to is this. In order to get booked on a TV show, you have to convince one person that they should put you on the show. There's always one person who needs a guest at a TV show. And usually that's the producer who books the guest. Sometimes that may be an anchor is particularly interested in the story. Sometimes that may be a host is interested in the story. It may be the executive producer, whatever it is. It all comes down to finding one person who has the power to say yes and to invite you to come on the show. And if you can convince that one person that you are the right person for the segment and that the segment is the right segment to put on their show, and I put this in a way to really make it homey. Here's how I say it. I say, who are you and why should I care? If you can answer that question for a producer, who are you and why should I care, then you can get on the show. So you start out by giving them some credibility, a credibility statement. If you could say that, you know, my name is Dr. So-and-so, I'm a graduate of XYZ Medical School, the more prestigious, the better, and I have an important segment regarding the topic of autism. And I use that topic, autism, deliberately right now because, man, I wish that some autism experts would show up on TV. I just cannot for the life of me get an autism expert to show up at Celebrity Launchpad, and I don't know why, but I wish I could because I think it's such an important topic, and I'm so saddened and disgusted by the trend of autism in our society, and I wish somebody would come up with a a solution or at least methods to deal with it and bring it to the forefront of people's attention. And TV is really the best way to do it, because when you go on TV, not only are you seeing the audience in that show, but then you repurpose those videos in multiple different ways. I show my clients 30 different ways, basically, to benefit from TV appearances and use them to make a bigger difference and make more money. And if I could just get an autism expert to come through, it would be fantastic. And just to give you an example, I've been wanting another category. I've been wanting a tax expert for a while. And you think, taxes, really? That has to go on TV? Yeah, well, we had a guy come through. He's a tax planning specialist. He just came to Celebrity Launchpad in January of 2017. His segment was things you can do in February and March that will help you to pay less taxes in April. And he got booked everywhere. And he's about to go on his media tour right now. And as much as I knew that taxes was a great topic, I also know that autism is a really important topic, and I know I could really do a great job for anybody who has that as their passion. If you're passionate about ending the terrible trajectory of autism in our society, please, please, please go check me out at clintarthur.tv, explore what I do, and step up and let me help empower your message. That's ultimately what I'm doing. My wife's name is Allie, and Allie's cousin was Jessica Savage, the journalist who was the first female news anchor. And Allie has a long background in TV news, and she's been a member of the Producers Guild of America for many years. And she and I have a joint mission. We are changing the world one messenger at a time. We have very, very intimate training programs. The Celebrity Launchpad is only 15 people who come to our events. And we guarantee if you come, you will be booking yourself on at least 3 TV appearances, or else we give you all your money back, because I have a formula. And this is a very key thing. You know, when you're listening to this interview, you should be thinking, how can I use these things, even if you don't come to Celebrity Launchpad, even if you don't come to speak at Harvard, how can I use some of these ideas in my business? Well, one of the things that's really made my business very, very successful, to where we've been written up in Forbes magazine twice in the last couple of years, because we're just conquering the world, me and Alex, just the two of us. And, you know, even though we're in Acapulco, Mexico right now at Las Brisas on our quote-unquote vacation, we're still doing a lot of work for our clients here in Acapulco. And we're conquering the world because we're changing the world one messenger at a time. And, you know, that's what really gave us the power was when I came up with the formula. I have the mathematical formula for how anybody can create a proposal that will push a producer's hot buttons and get them booked on TV. That's enabled me to provide a guarantee. Now, I say to my clients, what's your guarantee? What do you guarantee your customers or clients? I prefer to say client, because a customer is just a transaction. A client is somebody that you have a relationship with. I only have client relationships. I don't have customers. But I say to my clients, what is your formula for success, and what are you guaranteeing your clients or customers that if they follow your formula that they will get? And I say to you, if you're listening to this podcast, what is your guarantee? What is your formula that you are providing to your patients? And I think about, like, Chinese medicine. They have formulas that they use, and they know if you have if you have like too much wind or low chi, they give you this formula that's been used for hundreds or thousands of years. They give you this formula and they say, hey, if you take this formula this many times per day, you're going to get better. Well, have you formulized what you do, doctor? And if I do follow your formula, what's the guarantee? And if you can answer those questions, you will see a lot more success for your patients getting better and for your practice getting more robust and more successful too.
I couldn't agree with you more. I see it in my own practice, just hearing you talk about it. You know, what is the formula for the success? There's a way that we communicate to patients. There's a formula for the different kinds of labs that we might run. There's a formula for protocols and the way that we would handle things. And all these are formulaic based on our past experiences of success. And so every year goes by, we call it practice because we get better, right?
Yep.
And so our formula gets better and better the longer we're in successful practice. And then so what I hear you saying is it's no different in your industry, is that there's a formula to this that can get success, that can get doctors into a better position for having that success.
I think that the main goal for all of us who really care, and I really care about delivering value to my clients. I know anybody listening to this podcast really cares about delivering value to patients and helping patients to live healthier lives. And I think that the main commonality of all of this is that we're all trying to get better. And formalization, the standardization of what we do, and the repetitiveness, ultimately we're all using scientific methods, right? We're all scientists. We are experimenting, and then we find something that works, and so we repeat the experiment to see if we can repeat the results. And then we start breaking down those results and identifying what are the key factors in the results that deliver the success. And the more we can just be scientists about all of this, including the messaging that we are using to attract patients into our helpfulness, the more we can formalize all of that, the more opportunity we have to be of help to our people that we're trying to help. And that's what it's really all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Clint, you're going to be, one of the things I love about you is that you have a no-nonsense kind of approach, and it works. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted you to come on the podcast, was one, so you could share some really great pearls with our audience. But you're also going to be speaking at the upcoming Functional Medicine Success Summit to all the docs that are going to be there. You're going to be talking about this topic and this concept in so much greater detail. So those of you listening, if you haven't already signed up, make sure you get signed up for the Success Summit so that you could come not only meet Clint Arthur, take a picture with him, and you can now use his celebrity status to boost your own celebrity status. This is the event you want to come to meet other celebrities who are in our industry who can really help elevate you, just like what we talked about doing today. But Clint, give me a website. I want to also be able to send docs that are listening today who aren't coming. I want to be able to send them back to you so that they could check out your celebrity status program.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited to be speaking at your conference, and I know you made an extra long session for me to have more opportunity to share this stuff, because I love working with doctors because, again, of the meta fact. By working with a doctor, I'm helping so many more people, and I'm really fulfilling on my mission to change the world one messenger at a time. And the place that I send all of the people to go check me out is my celebrity positioning website. And when people become clients of mine, I give them the formula for how to create a celebrity positioning website. But if you want to look at mine, you could probably get a lot of good ideas. If you're good at modeling success, you could really improve your website by going to clintarthur.tv. Clint, like Clint Eastwood, Arthur, like the king, .tv, because I am looking forward to seeing you on television.
Love it. Love it. Well, Clint, it's been great. It's been great talking with you. Thanks so much. I know you're busy on vacation right now, you took extra time out of your day in Acapulco to be on the podcast with me. So thanks for doing that, first of all, because I think what you talked about today is going to be really helpful for a lot of docs. And I really look forward to meeting you in person, live, not TV, right? Live at the Functional Medicine Success Summit. So, again, thanks so much for being here with us.
I'm excited, man. I really feel like I've hooked up with a kindred spirit in meeting Dr. Peter Osborne, and I'm excited to meet everybody at the Functional Medicine Success Summit. And that'll be happening real soon, and we'll see you there.
All right, buddy. We'll meet you there, and until then, enjoy Acapulco.
Thank you very much. And by the way, Allie will be with me, too, at the Success Summit. And, as much as people like me, everybody loves Allie. So anybody listening, you can look forward to meeting Allie, too.
Awesome. All right. Well, have a great day,
right.
And we'll talk soon.
Adios, amigos.